Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, deep calming breath. Welcome back to Workouts for Geriatrics for today. Let's take a look at topics in and of themselves that we've discussed many times archivally, isolating a little bit here today, the exercise portion of everything that we encompass over at Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, because it's about health and wellness. Get grooving for mental moving is what I call today's episode. It's another episode of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, continuing our Workouts for Geriatrics series, specifically talking about the benefits of exercise, most assuredly to abate depression and anxiety. Exercise, the feel-good prescription. Did you know that regular exercise can be a powerful tool against depression? Many of you do know that. Please interchange with the two probing questions in the description of today's show and let us know how you're making that. You can do it anonymously if that gives you security or what have you. But we always try to have fodder to keep our in-studio guests with expertise within all the genres I talk about, always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. It helps when they come readily prepared with their own questions, my questions in preparation, the prelude shows, but more importantly, what you guys and gals want to hear and how you're hearing it. We want to make sure we're covering those bases. So did you know that regular exercise can be a powerful tool against depression? Studies show it can be even more effective than some and most antidepressants in tackling those blues. We're talking about activities like walking, yoga, and even busting a move, all fantastic for your mental health and well-being. I just finally released another archival video updated on balancing with both chair assistants, where some of us seniors need that. I'm blessed that to this juncture, I don't. I exposed both and displayed both of those exercises within a series of. We always talk about nutrition, well-being, physical exercise, resistance bands, free weights, diet, and actual healthcare coverage. We talk about those things today. Dancing like nobody's watching. Or maybe they are. And who cares? That's the secret of getting to in your own zone to be you. Speaking of moving and grooving, research suggests dancing a double whammy for happiness. Not only does it get your body pumping, but the social aspect, if you want to do it formally, you do it formally, you are doing it formally, or very much so informally. Moving. But the social aspect can be a real mood booster also. Exercise and sleep, a match definitely made in heaven. Struggling to catch those Z's? Exercise is the answer. It's not might be the answer, it is. I base it on what I know for my own body. That's the only reason I say that. It definitely works for me. And in conjunction with a highly recommended schedule from my own doctor, Dustin Sulak, He couldn't concur more as the practitioner. Just had that discussion with himself a couple of weeks ago. Constant physical activity can significantly improve sleep quality, which is especially important for anybody battling depression, anxiety, stress. It's all intertwined. Making exercise your best friend forever, finding the right dose, pun intended. A little goes a long way. Capabilities, whatever's in your limitations, go low, go slow. Just like kelp tonic way back in the day, former business life. Exercise needs to be taken at the right dose, if you will. Quotation fingers in the studio, not on camera today, at this taping. To reap all the benefits. For instance, too much of anything, including weightlifting, can counteract some long-term health benefits. Moderation, modulation, degree of frequency, low and slow. Unless you're bodybuilding for, an exhibition or something like that. Activities like walking. You can pretty much walk all day and feel fantastic if you're capable of doing so. There's ways to circumvent those within physical disabilities, limitations. We've also talked about archival. So before we go to a 10-second break, and when we come back, it'll be the last extended segment of today's show. If you're feeling down, don't underestimate the power of exercise if you're not already participating and already know the benefits of. Let us know that. Find an activity that you enjoy. Lace up your shoes if it entails you doing so to do that activity, whatever it may be. Or put on your dancing shoes and get moving. Remember, a constant routine is key. Holistic healing, exercise for depression, mental health matters, silver streakers, goofball fitness, mind, self-entitled, self-effacing, and dance your blues away. I do it every single day. Many of you, if you've witnessed the videos, you see me do it many times. BSL's Kennel Kelp, Move Your Mood, Why Exercise is the Best Antidepressant. Except for kelp, of course. We'll revisit that in another show. We'll be right back after this 10-second break with the final segment, today's Workouts for Geriatrics. Stay with us. Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here. This will be the final segment of today, and we'll go for as long or as short as it takes, but probably down to 10 minutes. Taking a look into the attributes of exercise, how good it is for the body, the medical benefits. Continuing referencing here, for years, researchers have highlighted the therapeutic potential of exercise when it comes to preventing and treating specifically here depression. Myself personally, yeah, I've always been an advocate for exercise in one way, shape, form, or manner, going way back to as a kid. You know, being involved in sports to whatever degree or whatever. Mostly sandlot, street level, a little bit organized in junior high school, a lot of church league type of things, youth. But I was always pretty physically active in one way, shape, or form. Pretty much my entire life. So continuing in my own assimilation and researching of exercises, different factions of my freelancing, knockoffs of many formalized programs, I came across two more published journals, papers on the World Wide Web, one dated in February 24, by the BMJ, which analyzed 218 randomized controlled trials in that study with 14,170 participants. And within it, they found that a wide variety of different exercises significantly did indeed alleviate symptoms of depression, regardless of the severity, within that pretty good head group, you know, 14,000 people, as reported by the said authors. In isolation, the most effective exercise modalities there were walking and/or jogging, to the participants' discretion, I would assume, walking and/or jogging to their discretion within the said structure, within that study. It also encompassed yoga, strength training, and dancing within that one isolated instance, all readily available on the World Wide Web, at least as of 5 minutes ago. The good, the bad, the ugly, the very good, the very bad, and the very ugly that you can find on the World Wide Web about any topic, to include this one. So in isolation, the most effective exercise modalities, again, there in that isolated study, were indeed walking and or jogging, yoga, strength training, and dancing. Although walking or jogging in that study were effective for both men and women, strength training in that study was more effective for women, and yoga or qigong was more effective for men in that study. Yoga was somewhat more effective amongst older adults in that study, and strength training was more effective amongst younger people in that study. Why am I harping on being redundant to say that word? In my opinion, we should repeat in that study, in that article, in that book, in that doctor's opinion, in that plumber's opinion, in that whatever's opinion. And remember the old adage, everybody has an opinion. And if you're a human, yep, that body part, we all have it. It's not true. I'm not sure how humorous of a joke it is. I didn't coin it. You don't know that saying. So in isolation, the most effective exercises there were the ones I just recanted. Unique to that one study, obviously the other studies are going to vary accordingly, but when you break down any of those studies, what was the heritage? What kind of prescriptions were they already on? What are they eating? There's a lot involved on studies and any other thing, or people say in a sentence when it gets fractionated on, you know, like the first three words or whatever, on any category. On any category. You've heard them all, right? I wore a blue shirt, and I committed 14 murders. And they jump right out or whatever. My bizarre examples. And then Had they been allowed to finish, if they listened or whatever, you guys and gals know the examples create your own. You're seeing them every single day, regardless of the categories. Most assuredly, to include fitness. Those of a certain age, remember Jack LaLanne? That was before there was videos or exercise, or basically, well, there was always, in that time frame too, men and women in white lab coats crushing up something someplace with names and stuff you couldn't pronounce then too. Story for another time. My point about the sentence, my bizarre example, had that fictitious example been allowed to finish, I killed 14 people on a Sunday. I wore a blue shirt. That's the scope of my next fiction book or whatever. You understand? Use your own example to make it sense to you. Y'all live it and you breathe it. You've heard it in your communities, mayoral, local, regional, especially if it's so-called politically affiliated. Of course you have. Of course you have. Day-to-day life, bosses, relationships, communities. For decades and decades and decades. Most assuredly, physical exercise hasn't been impervious to the discourse, or that's all hooey, or whatever, just like any other subject. So those of us that are living proof that exercise does all of those things certainly hold the conviction that we'll continue doing those for the very positive results that are most assuredly readily apparent. So the benefits from exercise in that study that I just recanted tended to be proportional to the intensity prescribed within that study. It's a controlled study in every sense of the word, with vigorously administering, monitoring activity being better. The more vigorous within that study proved that the benefits were equally effective for different weekly doses over the extension of that, like any subject. You can't solve anything in an hour, regardless of who wrote the book, who's saying it, where it came from, or whatever. It's the human equation. The air is human. So, in a structured study, in that one, Michael Noetel, spelt N-O-E-T-E-L, infinity, my mispronunciations of everything, including people's names. Apologies if noted. I don't think Michael Noetel is going to come out of the woodwork to critique me. If he does, welcome aboard, sir. He is indeed a senior lecturer at the School of Psychology in Queensland, Australia. I'll let you all do your own research on that particular study. His words verbatim pertinent to it, as he was integral in administrating it. Verbatim, we were surprised exercise worked so well for so many people. The benefits were bigger than we expected. Exercise was as good as therapy and drugs. I'm going to leave it there for today. Tomorrow we'll pick it up with Dance Away Your Blues, continuing on movement at the Workouts for Geriatrics segment. Continue to pay it forward. We're blessed that we're members of many large intuitive groups. We're blessed that I've literally, without too much humor or a little tiny bit of humor in there, I have been graced to interview, yep, butchers, that's true, very true story. Bakers, very true. Not sure about candlestick makers, although I think in the annals of time I did interview somebody that ran a candle shop, it doesn't matter. Doctors, lawyers, authors, entrepreneurs, psychoanalysts, therapists, mediators, meditators, I've been blessed that I've had many experts within all the fields we cover. Food for the mind, the body and the soul. Many more with expertise continue to come back on a repeat basis. And I literally just got 3 reach outs this week, 2 of which, if they come to fruition, that they come on my show, they definitely have expertise in these fields. So deep calming breath, thank you everybody that's here via invitation where applicable. Some of you are nurturing your own teams over at the business show. Congratulations, keep at it. If there's an invited audience here from that faction, welcome. There's huge team support on all the things that I do. Welcome, people come through occasionally, replay or otherwise, that's support. We have a large contingent of goodwill ambassadors, that's so key. 1-star seed at a time is powerful. It's most assuredly the message. It has nothing to do with a messenger. We all, there's no way humanly you can truthfully say this anymore. You're only fooling yourself. Everybody knows individual or individuals, regardless of where you hang your hat worldwide now, Main Street, Portland, Maine, USA, around the world, that would be so true. That you do know somebody that's up against it, be it a workmate, a family member, both your community, your street, your neighborhood, your district, your country. That most assuredly is a true statement. You do know somebody that's very contemplated by all of this. There's no way you could not. We continue to support them arm in arm, peacefully, calmly, serenely, because it would be so counterintuitive to get help, to do all of the ragging and nagging that's so prevalent at so many other places. Please, go there if that's your form of therapy. There's no need to be here. We continue to support all wild animals being driven out of their environments worldwide, never a truer statement. All feral and rescue pets, that's like off the boards around the world. Domesticated pets facing the same challenges as we humans. Good foods, good medicines, clean, effective. And their people, plants in this planet. Hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. Will that be a universal consensus? Of course not. Well, should and is one of the many monikers that I can share in mixed company. I am the porcelain junction box. Think of it as house electricity. We've done whole shows on porcelain junction box. The implement in electrical current flow. Those of you that know, that's what we all are in the body, the neural fiber highway. Continue to pay it forward. Continue to join us daily. One more time at the YouTube channel, Bill Holt, at BillHolt8792. Like us, share us, give us the thumbs up. Subscribe where you're comfortable to do so. Make it a safe and productive day, everybody. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.